Hello, thank you for calling Kravet Jewelers. We are proud to be your trusted source for the finest jewelry and luxury timepieces for over 95 years. Now in our new location at 3151 Long Beach Road in Oceanside, New York. To speak to a sales professional in our jewelry boutique, press 1.
Please wait a moment while we connect your call.
Good afternoon, thank you for calling Kravet Jewelers. This is Natalie. May I assist you?
Hey, Natalie. Nick with RDA. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Talk to me about your person this morning. I tried to get you. I had a 2-carat come.
I know. I saw it. I like the 170 better than the 2-carat. But he went with the 150.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But at least we closed that, so that's done.
I mean, I guess.
Then I have Tuesday.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tuesday, I have my three to four carat people.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to work on that. What else?
I know I should have sent you a 150. What was the 150 that you sold? Talk to me about it.
GSI 1.
What was the price point?
84. Yeah.
Oh, over my 170 HSI 2 for 77? Oh, no, 84 was retail.
Yeah, that was our retail.
Oh, okay. So what was your cost on it? You don't
remember. I don't remember.
All right. But I was like, it was more? I was like...
No, our retail was like under 63.
Your wholesale. 64. I got you. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Well, we found him, you know, like I said, very, very tight budget. And he's from Colorado, so he flew out like an hour ago.
Oh, good.
Like he was in and out, yeah.
I mean,
anyway, let's work on Tuesday.
Yeah, you got it. Tell me about it. Let's talk more about it.
So the stones you sent me.
Yeah.
Let's see, hold on. I'm excited about the 4-carat. She's going to love that. Hold on. I pulled this up.
Wait, I don't have a 4-carat.
Yeah.
There. I have a 3.5.
A 3.5, yes. I have a 4-carat, a 3.5 oval and emerald. She looked at my pair. I think the pair's in the lead, but we'll see what happens.
The 2.5-carat pair?
Yeah, it's 273 pair, but it's really wide, and it's because it's set really wide. She loves it, but technically these diamonds are going in a yellow gold 18 bezel set. So that's why we're in between 3.5 and 4.
Okay. Is the millimeter on my oval okay?
I'm not sure. I didn't read that. I'm just looking at that.
Well, with it being 3.5, I'm just saying, so the 273 pair is really wide, so that my 350 oval is probably perfect.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Like, I want her to see the size. I also have these engagement rings that are set, like, really low, so she likes one of them, but that's not the millimeter I want. So we'll make it happen. Not to worry.
It's been crazy
here today.
All right. Yeah, no, I know. I felt bad calling, but I'm like, I saw your email,
and I'm like, I love that you're so helpful, and you try to, like, send me the stuff I need.
Yeah, so.
Everybody's giving me the runaround, like, Belgium, I can't. And Namibi is so pricey. Like, what? It's the same diamond.
Yeah, I don't know. You're pretty savvy with getting your stones in. Me and you are going to work together until we find our sweet spot, and then we're going to sell a million in a row.
I'd rather have a person that, like, helps me source the best stones. Like, I don't need the whole running around. I get very overwhelmed with RapNet because I call them, and they're like, oh, this stone's on memo. Oh, when are you picking? Oh, this stone's already out. Or, like, no, we can't show. We have a Vegas show. I'm like, I get it, but you have a catalog for a reason.
Yeah. No.
I don't have time to waste. Like,
RapNet is
like,
crazy.
All the time I'm spending calling and doing all the cold calling is just not productive.
No, I get it. Especially when you get into, like, the elongated shapes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm going back and forth with ratios, and I'm like, okay, but this guy and that way. And then I open the video, and it's shit. And I'm like, oh, so never mind. I just spend all that time measuring to look at this stone. It doesn't look great. A lot of people don't. Again, it's kind of what I say, right? Like, it's not like they're looking at GIAs. It's what I'm picking out.
Yeah, exactly. I had a guy that only would take bring in hearts and arrows, old school guy. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know that's not the customer, and you know it's fine, it's whatever it is. But he, you know, he didn't make the sale because when I found one that was only hearts and arrows, we're talking a 3-carat. And
right. We have a cool new tool that sees not a cool new tool, but it has like a hearts and arrows like magnifier, and it's so pretty to like show people that when it doesn't have that.
Yeah, when that's new. I mean, it's not new. It may be new to you, obviously, but. Yeah.
Yeah, like the little compact one. It's like a tiny little loop.
Yeah, so whatever. It was just, but like he's telling the customer that that's what the best is. So you're right.
No.
You are the one that creates the narrative. And, you know, like that guy that was going to Colorado today, you could have sold him anything based off of that.
Right, and
you got him.
Well, long story long, he was shopping me too. He was like, oh, I went somewhere down the block, and you guys are da-da-da-da-da.
Oh,
his was an
that.
F in color, and mine was a G. And I'm like, so you're still haggling me, even though I'm lower in price and I'm lower in the color. So I called him back 20 minutes later, and I'm like, my number is firm. I will not move on my number, but here's a $150 gift card as a new client. And he took it. You know why? Because we're the best. Like, he wants to work with me. He's like, it's really between you and her, you and someone else, but I like working with you. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be sitting on your hand as the diamond, like pick your diamond, but I get the back and forth, like concierge service is what.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so he gave me a deposit, and then there's that.
I'm really glad that you got it. Yeah. I'm really glad that you sold something. I wish it was mine, but that's okay.
I wish it was yours too, but it was the number. It's the number for this particular client. It was really just the number.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've seen a lot of stones. I'm done shopping. Like, once I showed him the 170, he's like, I'm done looking at stones. This is out of my price point. Like, I just want to get the best one that I've already seen. Like, he's done. He's over it. And his flight was, like, in a couple hours.
Yeah, that's cool. Back to Tuesday real quick.
Anyway,
This person's not going to go with an emerald, right? Because the other option.
I don't know. I don't know why she threw that in there. I mean, that's why we're here. But I don't know if she's going to like the emerald shape. Like,
it's not. That's for like a diamond lover.
At 4-carat, though, it is impressive.
Yeah.
It is an impressive stone. It's very wide. But I don't know if that's the overall look she's going to go for, you know, for.
So you have a 4-carat emerald? That's not mine. Mine's a 381. Do you have an emerald that's bigger than that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What's the cost on it? It's all right.
Retail 52, I think.
That's crazy. Like JVF2?
Yeah. No, I think it's an H.
Oh, wow.
I didn't bring any J's for her.
Okay.
She's setting it in yellow gold, but the lowest I'll go is an I, and even that sometimes is a little too much.
Yeah, I gotcha. And then ovals, what can I do? What can I do to help myself? What other options can I get you?
Yeah, let me, when I have a moment, I'm going to sit down and look at all stones so I can be prepared for Tuesday. So I will text you.
Okay, cool. I'm here until 6 tonight. I'm here 10 to 5 tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to get you another option. I wanted to be able to sell this one with you, okay?
You got it.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.